every man, every partner, like, it's such a different, I just think unless you've lived through it, and even though, and like, you and I both have kids, you have three of them, I have two of them, like, even our experiences, although they're very similar, are very different as well, mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you can't comment unless you're in it, so yeah. Don't comment.
Exactly. And I learned that lesson long time ago before I had children. You just mm-hmm. don't comment.
Yeah.
Because you never know what your story is going to be. And
also what you think you might do as a parent. Yes. And then you have, it's totally different.
It's totally different.
You can't, yeah.
And then in that Amy Adams movie that I was referring to, like, she made one statement in that movie and it really sat with me. Just watched it on the plane now coming over from mm-hmm. India. It was like, literally this, you create, like, it's magical what you're doing. Like, mm-hmm. you're in beast mode. You're creating an actual human inside of you. And this human actually tears you apart to get out. Whether you're being cut mm-hmm. open mm-hmm. and your organs are then being taken out and put back in, mm-hmm. or whether you're delivering,
mm-hmm.
Either way, it's blood and guts.
Mm-hmm.
This thing tears you apart to get out of you mm-hmm. so you can give it life.
Yeah.
And then you love it. Like, you've never loved anything in your life, but yet the violence that it took to get it out of you, like, mm-hmm. it's just, like, no other person in the world can understand that connection.
Yeah.
Of what just happened to you, your yes. body and this being and what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
yeah.
can explain that connection.
Also, I'm sorry if you're actually, like, going to have a baby any day now and Neera has just said to you that it literally tears its way out of you.
But it's accurate.
Shh.
It's reality.
Neera.
Accept it.
It's a miracle.
It's beautiful. It's joy.
Good luck. Get an epidural.
Holly and Neera.
If this world were mine.
Hey. Roman numeral 7, babe. Drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light. Hit them strictly with that fire. Fire, fire. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire. Fire. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete flowers grow. Heartache, she only doing what she know. We get scared of popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything.
I just wanna see when you wanna see. If this world were mad,
your time, I turn you off, just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I'ma even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off, just so I can turn you on, baby.
Weekends get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
It's Canadian Tire's Big Spring Tire Sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. In Surrey, there is a crash 96th Avenue near 122nd Street. There are eastbound delays. Vancouver weather today is mainly sunny with a high of 13 degrees. Right now it's 6. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's
number one
hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Neera.
Hey, good morning. It's Neera. Do you want a new host for Jeopardy? A replacement for Ken Jennings? The talks are there. 9:25 in the biz.
Thank you, Neera. Good morning. I'm Holly. Happy Friday. Here's Tate McRae.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel, like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
This morning, a Holly and Neera PSA, breaking news. You need this information. You need this information, man. Bro, the wine and potato chip official list is out.
The wine and potato chip?
The official list of the best potato chips paired with wine.
Okay.
I thought you'd be a lot more excited.
No, I got confused because usually we use wine and cheese.
I know, I thought it was, and then I read further, it's wine and potato chips, breaking news. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
True story. I thought it was wine and cheese.
No.
No, it's wine and potato chips.
Okay. All right.
The official list of the best potato chips to pair with which certain wine?
Sure, I'm down. I mean, usually when you're having wine and cheese, you usually throw out some bowls of potato chips.
Absolutely.
Always out there.
Dude, that's dinner.
Can I ask if Doritos is in there somewhere?
It's not that specific brand.
It's more
like type of potato
chips. Like tortilla chips.
Not on the list, but okay. So far you're nailing it. Okay, yeah. How about this? Plain salted classic chips. Not the ripple ones, just like the thin classic salted potato chip.
I'm going to say with a white?
With champagne, actually.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the bubbles. The bubbles are apparently really good with the... plain salted, but not ripple. They got to be thin.
Okay, yeah.
The best wine to pair barbecue chips with. Take a guess.
A red?
Correct. Ganache.
Oh, a ganache.
A ganache.
With the barbecue.
I don't even know what that is. What is a ganache?
I don't know. I drink it.
Yeah, of course you do. She drinks anything. Okay.
I'm not a Chardonnay girl.
Okay, well, that's next. Chardonnay, best paired with what kind of chips?
Is it a flavor of potato?
It's a flavor of potato chip.
It is a flavor?
Yes.
With a Chardonnay?
Yeah.
Would it be a salt and vinegar?
It is correct.
Yeah, I feel like I could do that.
Yeah.
A salt and vinegar with a Chardonnay.
Like a citrusy sort of
like
something.
That's sour. If I had to and I was forced to drink a Chardonnay,
yeah,
I would want salt and vinegar chips with it.
Every time I'm forced to drink a Chardonnay, I make it a spritzer.
Oh.
It's the only way I can get it down, like soda and lime.
Yeah, okay.
First world problem. Sour cream and onion chips.
A Pinot?
Yes, it says best paired with a Chenin Blanc.
Oh!
So we want a fruity white.
A white.
A fruity white.
With the sour cream and onion?
Yeah. Fruity white.
I would not have thought of that, but I will try.
Why do you think this is so important? Okay. Shrimp or seafood chips? Barf.
I personally, disgusting. If it was like, you know, those shrimp crackers, I actually like those.
Oh my God.
I do. I like those.
I made me want to hurl.
I personally feel like I would want a white wine with that, but with your trend, it feels like it's going to be red next.
It's a mix, honey.
Oh.
Rosé.
Oh, rosé. Okay.
Seafood chips, shrimp chips, potato chips, best paired with rosé.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Any spicy chips? We love spicy chips.
Love spicy chips.
Best paired with?
I like spicy with white.
Yeah, Riesling.
Okay, perfect.
And then this is what goes best with beer. Just one final one. It's just for the beer people. Because I was like, you know, yeah, we've covered champagne. We got the beer and all that. The best kind of
jalapeno?
Potato chip to go. Close.
Okay.
Sort of. It's a dill pickle.
Dill pickle with beer. Yeah, definitely.
Beer, right? That sounds like the best combo on this whole list.
Yeah, I love beer. A lot of people don't believe it. I love beer.
No, that is kind of weird.
I love, it's got to be really cold though. Mm-hmm. Like really ice cold beer. And then, you know.
Yeah, and then you move on to red.
And you also move on like to everything else.
Okay, well.
Holly and Neera.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
Welcome to the White Lotus in Thailand, Cut.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus.
This place is insane.
Follow the exploits of an all-star cast in paradise as they unleash their worst.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
And most privileged impulses.
What am I supposed to tell my family? We're poor now, and Daddy's going to prison.
The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
A little heads up from Sleep Country. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the Time to Switch event at Sleep Country, get up to 15% off almost everything. But hurry up. This offer is valid for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Hey, do you like my coat?
Yes, but haven't you had that for ages?
Yes, I love this coat, but I thought I had to get rid of it.
How come?
I had lost a button, but I put it back on.
Wow.
Is there anything I can't do? Nothing feels better than wearing the clothing you've repaired. When you repair your clothes, you reduce waste, and that will make you feel as good as you look. Learn how at repairandrewear.ca.
It's finally here.
What is?
The Sephora Savings Event. Everything is on sale.
Stop.
Everything?
Everything.
So, day hair products?
Yes.
And Burberry?
Yep.
What about YSL?
And K18?
Again?
Yes.
And
yes.
Okay, adding to cart.
Get it, queen.
Beauty insiders, everything you want is on sale right now at the Sephora Savings Event. Rouge members get early access on April 4th, and VIB and insiders start saving on April 8th. Offers end April 14th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca.
I love reality TV on Pluto TV.
Same, and I love that it's free.
It gives me the freedom to watch MTV's Are You the One.
I'm totally free to watch The Challenge.
I'm free for Jersey Shore.
Dance Moms, I'm free all day.
Ink Master, I'm free all night.
With dozens of free reality shows, you are totally free to watch what you love on Pluto TV. Pluto TV, stream now. Pay never.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, how's it going?
Amazing. I just finished paying off all my debt with the help of the Credit Counseling Society.
Whoa, seriously? I could really use their help.
It was easy. I called and spoke with a credit counselor right away. They asked me about my debt, salary, and regular expenses, gave me a few options, then helped me decide on the one best suited for me.
You had a ton of debt, and you're saying Credit Counseling Society helped with all of it?
Yep, and now I can sleep better at night.
When debt's got you, you've got us. Give Credit Counseling Society a call today. Visit nomoredebts.org.
This hour is for RE/MAX. Taking that next big step can mean making a big move. A RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need.
These women are good people. Amanda Seyfried stars.
It's our job to protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River, all new. Saturday at 7 on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optum app, shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value on now, conditions in-app. In Surrey, there is a crash on 96th Avenue near 122nd Street. There are eastbound delays. Traffic brought to you by Chevrolet. Truck Month is on now. Visit your local Vancouver Chevrolet dealer to learn about offers on 2025 Chevrolet Silverado models. Vancouver weather today is mainly sunny with a high of 13 degrees. Right now it's 9. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
We love giving you money. How about $10,000? That's exactly what's happening starting Monday morning.
Virgin Radio Pays Your Way is back. Listen for those keywords every 2 hours, like Neera said, starting Monday morning at 7 a.m. You can win $10,000 cash, or just because we love you, we're also giving away daily bonus prizes of $500.
That could be you. You want more information? Go to our website, 945virginradio.ca, and good luck for Monday morning. Morning, it's Neera. Do you want a new host for Jeopardy? Like a replacement for Ken Jennings?
I don't like change.
Okay.
What is, I don't like change?
You change your clothes every day, right? Anyways, side note. The answer coming
no
up
answer.
Next.
No comment.
In the biz.
Oh.
I bounce back, no pogo. Unhappy, no new brands, no logos. Money on my juggler, natural hustler. Think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a... Call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
For Jeopardy, like a replacement for Ken Jennings?
That is today's top hit story.
I'll be honest, since Alex Trebek, I haven't really felt the vibe with Ken Jennings, so I kind of gave up.
Who could replace that legend?
You can't, right?
It was Alex Trebek. My God, R.I.P.
No offense to Ken Jennings. I just had a hard time with it. But I did start watching Pop Culture Jeopardy with Colin Jost.
So good.
Because I feel like it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
He's really different, you know, from the OG.
No, it's chill. And also we know a lot of the answers. Isn't that what we all want? To feel like we're smart.
Yes.
It's my only category.
No, it's great. It's awesome. I love the Pop Culture Jeopardy. Actually, my kids watch it with me.
Yeah, nice.
Because I'm like, we're not allowed to watch binge shows on school nights.
Okay,
like anything where you can just watch another episode, like of a, like Family Guy. Or Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Simpsons.
Or The Office. Or Simpsons. Nothing that's bingey.
Okay.
So I'm
also, I love that your kids are in a Family Guy. What age are they? I'm excited. What? No, I'm not judging. I can't wait to watch with my kids.
I thought you were judging me.
No,
because I was like,
me?
14?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So,
that's amazing.
So we watch Pop Culture Jeopardy. I'm like, this one we're allowed to watch because at least we can like play together.
We're learning, guys.
Right? Well, Colin Jost is someone that they're courting to replace Ken Jennings.
Really?
Unfortunately, he's under contract with SNL. Well, not unfortunately, but
he's great. We love him.
Fortunately, but unfortunately, and he still wants to live full time in New York City. And they're like, you know, it's just kind of crazy because this whole pop culture Jeopardy thing was just a word of mouth phenomenon, and it's doing way better than they ever thought it would, and it's a real win for them. And it's bringing in a load of young new fans to Jeopardy.
I bet.
So they're like, maybe the Jeopardy universe could really expand if Colin Jost then took over for Ken Jennings.
Mm.
Because with Ken Jennings, it's hit or miss. They're having good days, bad days. But, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, Ken Jennings knew, like, no one can replace Alex Trebek.
And I don't even think he was thinking I'm going to be the replacement. He was just like, I'll fill in for a bit because I'm really smart.
And Maya Bialik?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
But she only does some things.
Yeah, and there's something weird going on between her and Ken Jennings. I don't know what's going on.
Love affair. You heard it here first.
No, that's not what I said.
What is a love affair? Sorry.
Not Ken Jennings and Maya Bialik.
All right.
There we go. Miley Cyrus is gearing up for her brand new album. It's going to be her 9th album, Something Beautiful. It's coming out May 30th. We love Miley. We just, you know, she's gone through a lot.
Yes.
And we love, I mean, I love how she has used her music to help her get through some of her tough times.
Oh, her voice is unreal.
And she released a brand new track yesterday called End of the World. It's already growing. Okay, we're going to play the entire song for you, End of the World, right after the biz, and you can decide for yourself. Megan Fox is setting up rules for Machine Gun Kelly to co-parent. I swear to God, I never fall in love. It's going to be under her roof. There's going to be lots of rules, her rules, and he has to be on his best behavior. She wants to be focused on the baby, and she has made it very clear that she's not caving into any toxic behavior.
Okay, nice.
To what happens between the two of them, because we have seen it back and forth. And I get it. She wants to break the cycle.
They're so toxic, these two.
I know. And Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell at his sister's wedding, caught flirting. Oh, there he is. Hangman.
Stop. They needed to work way harder on the names of the new, in the new Top Gun.
Hey, what's up? I'm Hangman. Oh, yes. What's up? Rooster.
Oh my God.
You know, okay, anyway, you gotta stop hating on Top Gun Maverick.
Goose.
Okay, anyways, and Sydney Sweeney and him, they've been denying, but then she broke up with her long-term partner, and then now they got caught at Glenn Powell's sister's wedding, and they were very flirtatious and looked a little bit more than friends. I don't know, I think we're gonna be hearing about these two a little bit more.
Now I did hear, I actually reported this a couple days ago, Nira, because you were not here.
Mm.
His mom's like, no. They're just friends.
His mom.
Yeah.
But then they got caught at the wedding and they were being very flirtatious.
Yeah.
I feel
she's been friends for a long time with that family.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's like, mm-hmm.
A very long time. There's been a lot of drama for a little bit now with these two. Because with him and the girl he was seeing as well.
Yeah.
And they broke up and a lot of people said it was because of Sydney Sweeney.
Ooh.
Right? So that was a couple of years ago or a year and a bit ago.
Yeah.
And that was apparently Sydney Sweeney's fault, but Sydney was in a relationship and now Sydney's broken up. So who knows?
I say just, you know, hang out.
Just hang out. Hang man out.
No, don't hang it out, man. Very different.
Man. Okay.
No, just stop.
Okay, it's good. Come on. I'm Nira, and that's The Biz, brought to you by Applewood Auto Group with over 25 years of excellence, 8 brands, and 11 locations across BC. Visit them today and see why it's all good at Applewood.
Mornings with Holly and Nira.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Pretend it's not the end of the world.
number one hit music station, 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Yes, I'll be your baby. Yes, I'll be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I'll be your girl, forever your lady. You ain't never gotta worry, I'm down for you, baby. Best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Beat in the drum like dum-dee-dee-day. Life is dirty rhythm you play. I want to hear you calling my name like, hey, mama. Cleaning. Yes, I keep the nana real sweet for your eating. Yes, you be the boss, and yes, I be requesting whatever that you tell me, cause it's me you be spitting. Oh, best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Beat in the drum like I'm Diddy Day. Life is dirty rhythm you play. I wanna hear you calling my name like, hey, mama, mama. Came the truth. My screams is the proof. Them other dudes get the deuce. So I speed in the coupe, leaving this interview. It ain't nothing new. I've been fucking with you. Tell them who's been taking you. Just tell them to make a you, huh? That's how it be. I come first like debut, huh? So baby, when you need that, give me the word. I'm no good. I'll be bad for my baby. So make sure that he's getting his share. Make sure that his baby take care. Make sure my toes on my knees, keep them please, rub them down, be a lady and a freak. Oh. Beat in the drum like dum dee dee day. Life is dirty rhythm you play. I wanna hear you calling my name like, hey, mama, mama, hey, mama, mama. Bang in the drum like dum dee dee day. I know you want it in the worst way.
Okay, who wastes more time in the day? Early risers or night owls? What do you think?
I feel like this is a trick question. And I feel like you think I'm going to say early risers, but your answer is going to be night owls.
Okay, and everything is, I'm not always trying to trick you.
I don't know.
Like, not constantly.
But, yeah.
Like, there is an answer.
I want to say, like, I want to say night owls waste more time.
Because you're an early riser?
Yes.
Sorry, honey.
No, stop it.
Early risers waste more time in the day.
See, I knew it. I knew it. My theory was right. It was a trick. You thought I was going to say that, so that's why you asked, and it actually is that.
Okay, this is a scientific study. Okay, I'm just reading the results here, okay?
I know.
They found that early risers waste the most time in the day on non-essential tasks like scrolling social media and reorganizing unnecessary things. Early risers waste way more time in the day than night owls, and the difference was they felt early risers feel like, I have so much time.
Yes.
I don't have to do that now. Oh my God, I'm up so early.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an extra coffee. I'm going to check out Instagram. I have so much time. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh crap.
Okay.
I have no time. I've wasted my entire day.
Wait. Now let's just clarify and remember this is all relevant. Because when you think of
relative.
It's all relative.
Okay.
I'm jet lagged. Don't forget.
Sure is.
Okay. And I know people who purposely early rise because they know they like that relaxation before they got to go, go, go for the day.
Okay.
Now, I don't think that's time waste to them. In their life, they feel like that is a beautiful, nice time to relax and be soothed in the morning, a self-soothing mechanism before their day is going to be crazy.
A little self-love in the morning.
Yeah, like I know an aunt of mine, like she works at 7:30 in the morning. Normally people who have to, like, I don't know, be at work at 7:30, wake up around 6, right?
Yeah.
But she's like, no, I like to wake up at 5.
Okay.
Because I like to have time, I like to drink my tea slowly.
Mm.
I like to just do these things that other people would consider a waste of time.
Yeah.
But for her, it's a peaceful start to before her day is nuts for the rest of the day.
That totally makes sense.
But, and I feel like I wish I could do that too.
Yeah.
Because I feel very frazzled leaving for this show in the morning.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's too early.
And I would love to sit there and do like a stretch routine every morning like I know other people get to do before work.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't, I'm going to be frazzle fest before I leave. I just know that's what my life is.
Yeah. They found that like late risers actually get things done because they're like, okay, I'm up. Wow, I slept till 10 a.m. Okay, now I have to really, I got to go, go. And they just get everything done. It's not even that it's super stressful. They're just like, I'm on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I've slept in. My hours are now, okay, here we go. We get it all done. I don't know. Both make sense to me. And I like that idea that you said. Like, I like the idea of, like, I love a lazy Saturday or Sunday morning. If we don't have sports, if it's a long weekend, like, I don't know, something. And we're like, oh my God, we get to like not do anything before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It feels so good.
It feels nice to actually, I call it cozy cupping.
Yeah.
I like to make a big giant cup of coffee or tea and just sit on the couch before everybody else gets up.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm being an early riser and someone else would think that's me wasting time.
Yeah.
But I'm finally getting some peace and quiet in the house before we're hustle bustle for the rest of the day.
I know.
But that's okay. I don't like going on my phone and scrolling.
Yeah.
Because that's not my thing. My thing is just to get up and be in peace and quiet and just sit on the couch and listen to the birds.
You know, you can quietly scroll.
I want to listen to the birds.
Do you know how to turn the sound off on Instagram?
Okay, listen.
Mm-hmm.
That is doom scrolling. That is wasting time.
Yes.
I'm trying to find a peaceful start to my day.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. You're missing so much.
No, I'm not.
Holly and Mira. Stream Virgin Radio on the iHeartRadio app and never miss a minute.
All right. More hit music next. On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
A new season of Sullivan's Crossing starts Sunday, April 27th on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Wait. The best Milwaukee Tool deals for 2 days only? You heard that right. The Milwaukee Innovation Tour is coming to Coquitlam Home Depot this Thursday and Friday. Massive grand opening savings on M12 and M18 tools. Packout, New Forge battery, job site apparel, plus a $5,000 grand prize up for grabs. Don't miss it. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. exclusively at Coquitlam Home Depot at 1900 United Boulevard. It's heavy duty. It's Milwaukee.
I can't believe I just climbed this icy mountain.
Yay!
Then snowboarded all the way down. Whoa, what a wild ride!
Dad, you're at Science World. You didn't actually do any of that.
But Maddie, we just learned about adrenaline and dopamine in the brain. So I seriously felt the rush, just like an extreme athlete.
All right. Let's try this rock climbing wall. Race it to the top.
Experience the thrill of Science World's new exhibition, Extreme Sports Beyond Human Limits, presented by White Spot Restaurants. Plan your visit today.
A Tins Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tins Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tins.
Right now, get 30% off with a Crave Premium 6-month plan and start streaming exclusive HBO series like The White Lotus.
We should always live like this.
The new season of The Last of Us, premiering April 13th.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Hit Canadian original, The Trades.
I want to make things right.
And the blockbuster, Venom, The Last Dance.
Let's go!
Get 30% off with a Premium 6-month plan. Offer ends April 20th. Terms apply. Learn more at crave.ca/springoffer. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Look at the person you love.
Look at the person you want to spend your life with and say,
do you want to go to Spence Diamonds and look around?
Our diamond quality is the highest you can find.
And our engagement ring selection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds. Visibly better diamonds at obviously better prices.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time to propose, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
You can just reach out and pick them up.
You don't need to ask anyone's permission.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy the time you spend in our store.
And congratulations on your engagement.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Hey, Daryl. What's with the loon calls?
Well, I'm alerting Canadians that Daryl's deals are now Daryl's Canadian Deals, offering weekly deals at unbelievable prices only on Canadian products.
Well, Daryl, I think your loon call worked, eh?
Buy Canadian, because saving a little extra loonies can mean a lot. Save on foods. Proudly Canadian.
It's me. You're a dull wall. Yep. Dull colors. Dull finish. No one's painted me since this home was built. It's a shame. A fresh coat would make this place feel brand new. Hey, did I bore you to sleep? Wake up.
Make it right. Make it Rona. Rona Week is on now. Save 25% on all sizes of Seiko Endurance interior paint. Conditions apply. Details in store and more offers at rona.ca.
BPAA members save 3 cents per liter at Shell Plus. Send less time at the pump with the Shell app. Download today. In Surrey, there is a crash on 86th Avenue near 122nd Street. There are eastbound delays. Vancouver weather today is mainly sunny with a high of 13 degrees. Right now it's 9. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
Back to the Kings.
Vancouver's number one hit music station.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it will make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take them all. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but she caught me at my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. Paying tolls on bridges that I'm burning. I've been afraid of growing up, cause that would mean the sober up. But stone and drunk don't mix with love and hurt. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me a quitter? Does that make me a quitter?
at Virgin Radio.
April is Distracted Driving Month. Just a PSA for you this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And of course, when you think about distracted driving, you of course think of your own behavior like, hey, am I distracted when I drive?
Shut up and drive.
I'm usually an over-analytical driver. Like, I always feel as though I can't trust anybody else on the road.
Yeah, that's good. That's how you're supposed to be. That's called defensive driving, Neera.
Yes, and good. That's me. Like, before I go through an intersection, I do check to make sure no other cars...
You don't stop everyone, do you? You're like, green light? I better make sure.
No, but I don't accelerate.
Yeah.
I do a slow creep to make sure no other morons are going through a red light.
You're aware.
Yes. And same stop, you know, when you four-way stop, five-way stop, whatever. You do the little check, always checking around me, making sure people know because, yeah, I mean, people can be distracted. Shout out to Applewood Auto Group.
Yeah. Let us tell you, we'll never be distracted in your beautiful vehicles.
Right? We are defensive drivers.
Yeah.
And we're not distracted, but I do have a question.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have children, so, okay.
Yes. Them talking alone is distraction.
Holy.
You know, my daughter, she's so cute. Jaya, she's only 7. She always has all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like me. She loves to dissect songs. Oh. Like even last night, we're listening to Virgin Radio. We're driving her back from soccer. And she wants to know what Lady Gaga's new song, Abracadabra, means.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Okay. And I haven't quite heard it yet. So she's talking too much. I'm like, you have to be quiet so I can listen to it. So I can, like, help you understand what the song means.
Did you say that calmly? Were you like, Jaya, I can't. The song.
And then sometimes I'm just like, kids, I'm trying to drive.
Right? Right?
Stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
Stop yelling at each other. Stop fighting. Is that our fault? But are we distracted?
Yes, we're definitely distracted.
Mm-hmm.
My husband said I was a good driver till we had kids. Rude. He's like, I honestly, you used to be a good driver. Now you're insane. You're handing snacks back. You're finding toys. It's like, Mom, I dropped my Hot Wheels. I'm like, I got it while driving. Like, I'm completely distracted.
And then my other question, what really is distracted driving? Cell phones, yes, 1,000%.
Oh my God, yes. Illegal, don't do that.
You're distracted, for sure. But putting on lipstick.
Asking for a friend.
Just asking for a friend.
Yes, that's definitely distracted driving. Are you crazy?
You're sitting at a red light.
Yes.
And you're saying that someone can't put on lipstick.
You flip the mirror down.
Yeah.
Are you putting it on?
Yeah.
Yes, how can you see the light changing if the mirror is down, ma'am?
Of course you can see the light.
You cannot.
Okay, so chapstick's not allowed either then?
No, chapstick's easy because you can put, you could miss your lips and it doesn't matter. Lipstick, you gotta hit the lips.
What about lip gloss then?
That's fine, come on.
Lip gloss is not distraction.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I don't need a mirror. If you need a mirror, that's distracting. How about a cheeseburger?
Eating one.
Eating. Because I think that is like, I think you can be pulled over for like eating a taco or something.
I think technically now you can be pulled over for eating.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah. Dude, I've seen guys driving, eating a bowl of cereal, a glass bowl. I was like, dang, you're late. Like,
you've seen that? Yes.
Seen it. And noodles. A bowl of noodles. Okay. Glass bowl.
No.
True. Yes, Neera. I swear on a Bible I've seen it. I swear.
Okay, we're going to go back to your cheeseburger thing.
Okay.
I think a cheeseburger is okay.
Okay.
But if it's like a crispy crunch chicken burger...
Okay.
I'm going to say no, because you do need two hands for some burgers, and other burgers you only need one hand.
Okay, I figured out. If it has shredded lettuce, that's distracting.
So Big Macs.
Can't eat that.
That's distraction.
Yes.
A cheeseburger is fine.
Fine.
Okay.
See if that holds up in court.
Mixing a protein shake.
Mixing while driving? No, distracting.
Holly and Neera.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. I think I hate her, I'm not that evolved, I'm sorry she's
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing, said love to my blood, but that's not what I see. So look what I got, look what you taught me.
a sentimental.